Anyway, so there's so many things. Anyway, hey, NCLA, the New Civil Liberties Alliance, that's my attorneys there in DC that are working on the bump stock case for me. So they lost a case in Texas. Well, I think it was the Fifth Circuit, with a similar bump stock case that they had. And so back the end of last month, the end of November, the court ruled against them, against their client Michael Cargill of Austin, Texas, and said that he was not legally allowed to possess a bump stock because bump stocks have always been machine guns under federal law. Well, now for
Ooh.
you and I that it, and first off, let me preface this. Yeah, I get it. Bump stocks are weird. They're not tactical. They are a range toy, if you will. Folks, this isn't about bump stocks. Yes, where bump stocks is a placeholder for all of the government overreach, especially regarding guns. And if you don't think that there's government overreach on guns, look at what the Biden-Harris transition team is. We're going to talk about that in the fourth segment, about what they're thinking of doing, bypassing Congress to do this. Even though they have Congress, and man, I hope they don't get the Senate. But anyway, that they're going to be doing this even with executive orders, which can't be, you can't do that. That's not the way it's done. And that's the way the bump stock ban was initiated under the final rule. So they lost in Austin, Texas, but it was, they're going to appeal to the full Fifth Circuit. And that's where we are now with a Potion versus Barr case that has just been filed, a response has been filed, and the full 10th Circuit Court of the United States Court of Appeals is going to hear our case, and they don't have a date for it yet, but just yesterday they filed that appeal to go. And the 10th Circuit doesn't, because they'd already ruled against us on a three-judge panel on a 2-1, but the full 10th Circuit looked at it and said, you know what, we need to review this as a full court. And that generally means good for
For
the
you.
plaintiff in our case.